This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Lots of breaking news this week. This is a wild week to have a lot of breaking news. The first one, obviously, was Kevin's baby. The second one, though, was one that really shook things, and we'll have Tony Beasley here in just a moment to kind of talk about what's going on with the Rangers and see how things are going there. But, Mike, this is some interesting news right here. Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan is presented by Beat the Streak for tips to win a $5.6 million prize. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Steve Sarkisian, surprise, surprise, has named Quinn Ewers as the starting quarterback for Texas this
year.
Can't
believe it. They gave the guy $1 million to come from Ohio State to UT, and they named him the quarterback.
Yeah, a lot of people, and this is, everybody was like, oh, I think last week we were getting yelled at by some texters that were like, you guys are idiots. Card's going to start this year, and then Ewers is going to have two more years of it. But they had a full-out competition. And it is now Steve Sarkisian saying that Quinn Ewers will be the starting quarterback for the University of Texas this year. So that's very interesting to see what's going on there. But right now, it's time to talk with new Rangers interim manager Tony Beasley, brought to you by TXU Energy, energy for everything. How's it going today, Tony?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Doing very well, and I just wanted to say one thing. I started following you on Twitter a while back, and it's one of the bright spots on Twitter, where it's not really always an easy place to see a lot of bright spots. And there are lots of days where I will screenshot whatever you've tweeted and forward it along to my son, just so that he has that kind of positivity in his life. Man, I always appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm assuming you talk with Tony Tuesdays.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I love doing that. Yeah, I just try to send something motivational once a week. Like you said, you know, we always focus on negative stuff and things that are happening. So, you know, everybody needs a boost, and I just felt like it was a good way to just, you know, share some type of motivation or some type of give someone a positive outlook for the day. And 'cause we get beat down enough, so every now and then we got to try to pick each other up.
Well, I always do appreciate it. How has this week been for you with all the news swirling around and everything that's been going on? It must be kind of chaotic.
It's been an unbelievable week. It's chaotic, to say the least. You know, yesterday was the first day I felt like myself again. Monday was like a ton of bricks, and then Tuesday I was somewhat, you know, dazed and just trying to get things in order and figuring out which will be the next step and how to go about doing the things that I was tasked to do. And then Wednesday, you know, about JD and just kind of brought everything back to square one. So it just was a tough 3 days. But yesterday I felt like, you know, I had my bearings back and was just able to be myself again. So we've got a job to do, and we know that. So, you know, things are kind of getting back to normal today.
Bees, do you almost feel like it's best to get the team on the road right now where everybody's in the same hotel and you kind of get away from what was going on here in Arlington and get everybody kind of back together on the road?
Yeah, that may be a good thing. But I do feel like the team handled the last few days with a lot of grace because everyone was affected, and you never know how it's going to, you know, stem into the clubhouse and onto the field. But at the same time, you know, I felt like everybody, you know, handled the situations like professionals. I had to have conversations with guys. Obviously, we were tweaking things just a little bit as far as routines were concerned and just even a couple of things that we were doing as a team and as far as unification, just unifying us. It's just organizational stuff. And so I asked a few guys to do some things differently. And so it's a little bit of discomfort with that as well. But I felt like, you know, we came together as a unit and everybody's been supportive. The players that I've called upon have stepped up, and, you know, the staff has been around me. So it's been a good transition for us as far as sticking together and making sure that moving forward we can try to do what we can to finish the season strong.
Tony, you said the other day that you wanted to the guys to establish their identity, and we kind of discussed that a little bit. I mean, we were going to talk to you that day, and things obviously changed just a little bit. But I'm kind of curious what you envision a great identity for a baseball team, a future championship baseball team is.
Yeah, for me, it's a simple phrase, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's Chuck Tanner's phrase, and I use it. I've stolen it. And it's do ordinary things extraordinarily well. And I think, you know, we haven't done that. We know we haven't done that. It's just playing the game of baseball and doing the little nuances that the game's asking you to do, and making sure that when you take the field that I care what that looks like. 7 o'clock is important. 1 o'clock, 1:37, whatever time our game is, that's what's important, like how we take the field and how we perform in game, how we react to situations that come up, and how we attack the game of baseball. That's what's important. If I had to, a good blueprint yesterday would be a good barometer of what I would want it to look like. When Simeon first to third on Seager's base hit, and Seager didn't waste any time, didn't break stride getting to second base. You know, those things are identity plays, and we haven't been consistently doing that all year. Handling the ball on defense, you know, throwing the ball to the right base, keeping the double play in order when it's necessary, and making sure that we just make the right play, do the right thing at the right time, and just do what the game is calling upon us to do, not asking us to force anything or create anything, or we don't have to invent anything new. I just like us to play a hard-nosed brand of baseball the remainder of the season, and energy and effort. Attitude and effort, those are the things we can control, and we need to dominate those things.
So, Bees, being a former pitcher, it's a little bit different for me because it's kind of, you know, I call it at times we're kind of more of a football player because we're getting ready every fifth day. There's kind of a 4 days of preparation to get ready to have an impact on that team on that fifth day. But for, you know, you being a former position player and working with position players and talking about kind of that work that goes in from approximately 1 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. to get ready for that 7 p.m. game. Talk about maybe what you can see from a guy knowing that, hey, he's ready for today's game, or I need to talk to him a little bit, however which way you want to talk to him, to make sure that he's ready to give his best effort and a great focus where he is going to be making the correct mental plays for this game coming up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a physical aspect to that. There's a mental aspect as well. You know, a lot of times physically we can do, but mentally we don't know what's the right thing and what's the right time to do it. And so it's having conversations about things as they arise. But preparing ourselves physically, but just doing the work and making sure the work is detailed, and making sure it has a purpose, and not just say if I'm just taking ground balls, but I'm just doing them haphazardly. I could take 50 and say, hey, I did 50 ground balls. I'd rather see 15 or 20 quality reps where I did everything right. And so that's a part of it, making sure that, you know, we have in-game things as a young player, what have you, because we do have some youth on this team as well that we have to address things and guide them mentally about, you know, what was the right play to make there, or what was the thought process in this situation, and just help guide the thought process. So, you know, there's a learning curve there, but, you know, as a staff, we've got to be more involved and more proactive and making sure we handle those things and take care of those things. But the biggest thing for me is player-to-player accountability. Me telling the guy his effort level was not what up to par, and his teammate telling him that is a total different message. And so that's what I've asked a few of the veteran guys and leaders to take over with, and they've obliged me on that. So, you know, we have that support, and I think, you know, from an accountability standpoint and preparation and motivational standpoint, it all ties in hand in hand.
Tony Beasley joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. The JD news is a man who like is he was with you for a long time here with the Rangers, and now Chris Young's here. What's the relationship with Chris Young? I know this has kind of been a quick turnaround, but are y'all like in meetings and talking a lot right now to get things prepared every day?
And first of all, let me speak on JD. JD hired me 8 years ago, and he gave me this opportunity. And through some challenging times in my life, he was an unbelievable support. And it's been there for me, you know, if I pick up the phone and call or whatever I need, he's there. So he's been a tremendous individual in my life. He's a friend. He's always going to be a friend. So, you know, I just wanted to make that clear with, as far as JD is concerned. Chris Young and I, we go back to 2002. He pitched for me in Hickory, North Carolina, and then I managed him briefly in Syracuse as well. So, we have a relationship that goes, you know, beyond our time together here. And so I've known Chris a long time and respect him, and I've always known what he's about as far as vision and integrity. And you know, he does everything with attention to detail, and he has a purpose. So I know where his heart is. I know what he thinks about the game of baseball. I know what his ambition is as far as what he wants to see from the organization. And I have no doubt that he's going to do a great job moving the needle forward. We have a job to do. We know that. So Chris and I, you know, we've had a lot of conversations. We've talked about a lot of things. And obviously we talked earlier this morning a lot. So we're going to support each other. We're going to band together and together just do the things that are necessary to get us through this year. And we'll focus on the offseason and what has to happen in that regard when it gets here. But you know, we've got to take care of the now, and we've got a plan and a purpose to doing that, and we're going to do it together.
Well, Tony, we really appreciate your time, man. We will let you get back to work. Y'all go give them hell up there in Minnesota, man.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
There he goes, Tony Beasley, the Rangers interim manager, who I think he's got a good focus. We'll see how things go through the rest of the season here, but obviously,
you know, I'll talk to him next. You know, he was in spring training with me in 06 with the Nationals.
Really?
I mean, I was there for a second and then got sent down and then released pretty quickly. But, yeah, I mean, Bees and I were there for a second. Obviously, when you're a position player coach and you're a pitcher in spring training, you have almost nothing to do with each other. So it's not like Bees and I ever had a conversation or anything like that. But
unless you know each other and you're like, hey, I'm going to go see my friend in the clubhouse.
We were together for about 3 weeks there in in spring training.
Well, I hope the best for him because, like, he was, man, that part about JD hiring him, you could tell the emotional part, because when he was going through cancer, you know, the club was very supportive of everything that he was doing. And they were like, that's our rock right there, man. So they really love him. So I'm looking forward to seeing how much better things can get around here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.